Governor Paul LePage feels most comfortable around those who share his Republican ideology and conservative business background. More than once, he has turned to the conservative think tank, the Maine Heritage Policy Center, when trying to fill leadership roles in various state departments. He chose Mary Mayhew, the chief lobbyist for the Maine Hospital Association, to head the Department of Health and Human Services. And in choosing Patty Aho to oversee the Department of Environmental Protection, he opted for a woman whose last duties included lobbying for the chemical industry. But when it comes to judicial nominations, LePage checks his ideology at the door. It's a practice that Democratic Representative Charles Priest says has repeated itself again and again.
I think that the governor has been wise in following the recommendations of his Judicial Selection Committee.
Priest is the Democratic House Chair of the legislature's Judiciary Committee, and his panel was meeting to review LePage's nominations for the Supreme Court and the Superior Court. While other governors have advanced candidates in the past that were perceived by some lawmakers as largely political, Priest, a Brunswick lawyer, says LePage doesn't do that. He turns instead to the Judicial Selection Committee, a 6-member panel of lawyers and prosecutors who are focused on maintaining the integrity of the state's judicial bench.
And the Judicial Selection Committee has not only people that the governor has put on, but also he's maintained at least one, or if not more, of the people that were under Governor Baldacci's Judicial Selection Committee. And the governor's been wise, I think, in following their recommendations.
I think the governor has made it a priority to separate politics from the selection process. And his charge to the committee, his charge to me, was give me the best qualified people, and I'm going to interview them, and I'm going to make my selection.
That's Josh Tardy, a former House Republican leader and lawyer who now serves as chair of the governor's Judicial Selection Committee. Tardy says the pool of judicial candidates vying for a spot as a district court judge, superior court justice, or the Maine Supreme Court tend to be a competitive group who frequently have reached a point in their careers where they desire to move into the fact-finding realm of the legal profession. Younger lawyers, he says, are building careers and would effectively have to take a pay cut to serve on the bench where salaries average in the $120,000 range.
We've been really fortunate on the Judicial Selection Committee to have great applications. Every process has been a very competitive process, and the winners, so to speak, have been those who have great work ethic, great reputations, and I think they're going to serve the people of Maine well on the bench.
In fact, to underscore LePage's desire to place competence before politics in the courts, the governor went to the other side of the aisle in nominating longtime Deputy Attorney General William Stokes as a Superior Court Justice. The chief of the state's criminal division discussed his political background with the committee.
I am a registered Democrat, and I am serving as mayor of Augusta.
In fact, as mayor, Stokes has publicly opposed the governor over general assistance. But that was more of a policy issue than politics, and Stokes told the panel that he had, on a few occasions, taken what could be construed as a partisan position in some of his activities, but not when it came to his role as mayor of Augusta.
We run as nonpartisans. You know, we don't run as party candidates in Augusta, or else I couldn't do it.
No one spoke against Stokes' nomination or against Superior Court Justice Jeffrey Yelm's promotion to the Maine Supreme Court. Yelm was first nominated to the Superior Court by Governor Angus King in 1998 and reappointed by Governor John Baldacci in 2005. And in an increasingly rare show of bipartisanship in Augusta, Democrats showed how confident they were in the nominees when they issued a press release announcing the Judiciary Committee's unanimous approval of the two just moments after it happened. Both nominations will be up for confirmation votes before the Maine Senate on July 31st. For MPBN News, I'm A.J. Higgins.